The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, guys, before we get into it, I want to talk about our friends at Promescent. Here at Mike Vecchione Investigates, we want you to have amazing sex. This show is full of sexuality, and you guys know it, and we know it, and it's kind of unwritten and unsaid, except for right now when I'm saying it, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray. That's been used by over a million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. No prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex guaranteed with 60-day money-back guarantee. Guys, this stuff can really help you in the bedroom. It's proven, studies have proven, that it takes women a lot longer to orgasm than men. So this spray will help delay your orgasm in order to satisfy your partner. It's a beautiful thing and adds to an enhanced sexual experience. See what the buzz is about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all of your sexual wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So go to Promescent.com. No promo code needed. They're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once more, go to Promescent.com. They've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. All right, guys, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
I went online to become a private detective. It was a private detective school online, and I paid online. I never heard from them again. I thought to myself, I either got ripped off, or this is my first case. This is a journalistic podcast, Shannon. We vaccinate our listeners with answers. And I'm going to keep lip-syncing the important questions until TikTok gives me a show. Shannon, how can the moon landing be real if the moon itself is fake?
That's not true, Mike.
Oh, isn't it true, Shannon? You're fake. You're a hologram.
1 in 5 New Yorkers are food insecure. What's your solution for that, Mike?
Fortune cookie. Because that's food and advice at the same time. Shannon, at least have the decency to backstab me, okay? You stab me in the front every time. Some fans can't watch the podcast because they're triggered by our sexuality. And message to those fans, we will leak a sex tape right into your mouth.
This is Mike Vecchione Investigates.
And you're not better than me. Welcome to Mike Vecchione Investigates, everybody. Another powerful episode. Thanks to Bobby Hutch and Shannon for producing that that video, the intro video. Every time I see it, I get goosebumps. It's just riveting, and it really lets you into our world. And we're getting better and better on this podcast, and the fan support is growing, Shannon. I noticed that on YouTube. Our numbers are climbing back up. They took a dip, and now they're climbing back up. We're climbing out of it because we overcome adversity on this podcast. We don't cry about it. We don't call people. We don't complain about it. What we do is we lick our wounds, we bandage ourselves up, and we come back swimming. Swinging. We don't come back swimming. Well, if we're in water, and it's been a flood recently, so maybe that was on my mind, we did come back swimming. We came back swimming, and then when we got on dry land, we came back swinging. So for those of you having a good old laugh at your friend Mike Vecchione at home, going, I'm better than him, I'm better than him. No, the fuck, you're not better than me, okay? Welcome to the podcast, guys. Thank you. I had to wake some of you up. You're on your couch, laying in a pool of Cheetos, and I had to wake you up and get you motivated. So that was a little speech. Very powerful episode today. Personal one. One that hits close to home. Dear friend, wonderful comedian in the house, former roommate, James Mattern is here.
Michael.
Jamie, how are you?
What a pleasure, my friend.
It's so great to see you. I see you in the clubs all the time now. You're popping, you're moving. Not for very long, because you're shaking, you're moving, you're dipping, you're monkey rolling out of things, and then into things, on stage, off stage. How are you?
I'm doing great, Michael.
Yeah.
Yes, the world's my oyster.
Well,
it's exciting to be here. Your show seems wonderful.
It's popping. It's really popping. We like to really get in the fans' face, and we really like to rouse them up a little bit. This isn't a sit back and listen podcast. We smack the fans around a little bit, verbally and also physically, if they get cute. Don't get cute. Anyway, James, appreciate you being here. It's fantastic.
Thank you,
I wish it was hotter in here. Shannon, are you trying to make this a steam room? I don't really understand what's going on. Shannon's posting all these pictures on Instagram. Sexy dress, big beefcake. Hey, I'm here. I'm here. I'm powerful now. We're going to sweat you out of the big studio. And it's like, Shannon, stop with it. Because, you know, Shannon's got the beauty. She's got the brains. And now, apparently, she has the arrogance with her latest Instagram post. I don't know if you've seen it, but maybe you could bring it up, Shannon. And if it's not too personal, otherwise, we can cut this whole thing. But I will not be censored because this is not North Korea.
This is not.
It's not North Korea.
What is her Instagram post?
We'll let it speak. I want your reaction,
okay.
Actually. It's really going to be good.
Because I always tease Shannon when I'm here of how Staten Island she is. She's wearing a pink hoodie, and she just cutely spit gum into a piece of paper. That's the most Staten Island thing I've
James,
seen in a long
time. I had people text me about Shannon's post this morning. I'm not going to say their names. They texted me about Shannon's post. And I was like, I had to defend her. I was like, oh, Shannon's just, she went to a formal. She was dressing up. And it left us.
A formal?
Yeah, it was a formal.
Like she went back
picture.
To high school?
Basically.
What the hell?
It was prom night and Todd Hill. That's a part of Staten Island. For those of you living in Ohio, that's a part of Staten Island, a fancy part. Okay, so
I was in Jersey.
You were in Jersey.
For the record, hold on just one moment.
Which is a classier part of Staten Island. Let's just
it
be blunt.
It is very classy, James.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
here's the picture.
Wow.
Look at that.
I mean,
are you dating a lineman?
What is that?
Is this the fucking left tackle
this
for the Jets?
Is,
that's your new dude? This is why you waited 32 years?
This is something. Shannon, explain this picture.
So I went to a wedding.
Yeah.
And this guy is my ex-boyfriend, and we've been dating on and off for like 11 years.
Right.
And now we're kind of in the process of back on.
In the process,
in the
of
process.
Back on. Way to be guarded there, Shannon. Are you that guarded with your feelings?
Yes. You know,
we're in the process because you don't want to push it too fast, Shannon,
right.
Because if you make the announcement, then the fans are going to ask you all questions about it.
Right.
And that was a formal. That guy looks like he can bench press a lot.
And I like his choice with the little, is that a faux hawk?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
It is a faux hawk,
and he can pull it off. And he's not like an 8-year-old.
No, I like the faux hawk.
Being an adult and paying taxes and being able to pull off a faux hawk is fucking rare, man.
Yeah, but our hair is pretty amazing too, James.
Well, your hair is spectacular.
My hair is really good
it's
today, and I didn't
amazing.
Put any product in it. I just woke up, and it's got that early morning new studio shine to
it's great.
And what's going on with your hair?
It's left me. I don't have much of it. I'm
right.
a bald fella. That's why I'm
you
wearing
wear
a goddamn hat. Yeah.
A black hat like an assassin?
Yeah. A black hat like a villain in a 70s spaghetti western. Yes, sir.
So, James, you were late for the podcast. You blamed the trains.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really the train, or were you, what were you doing? Were you milling around? What's your morning routine where we got pushed back?
Buddy, I feel horrible, Mike, because I know that you're a very astute, on-time individual. I woke up, I drank coffee,
right.
I played guitar, I wrote a song.
Yeah?
I made myself cry. I read comic books, made myself cry for being 43 and still reading comic books. Drank coffee, went to the gym, ate something, had to pick the right pair of shoes to walk in the rain, missed the train by 10 seconds. And that delayed the whole goddamn process.
You're like a Marine.
I am
because you
a merchant Marine.
But you did a lot. Yeah, the weaker Marine, but you're still part the voluntary Marines. But you're still you got a lot done today.
It's only
and
just
as a creative. That's not normal for us to have a military type routine. But we did live together. For those of you out there befuddled by what I'm saying, it's like what? How does he know him? It's like we used to live together, so I know James's erratic I want to say manic schedule that he has.
Oh my goodness. Am I really manic?
You are high maintenance.
It's weird that you, I don't really realize these things until someone says it, and I'm not offended. Everyone's correct.
It's not meant to be offended. It's meant to be complimentary. You're wired differently than the rest of us, but successful people often are, James.
Nice way of saying fucked up.
No, they're wired differently, and you're wired differently.
I am. A few months back, my cousin and I were, because we're nerds, we're talking about Umbrella Academy and on Netflix in the comic book, and I go, what character would I be? And he brought up a guy that I did not think I would be, and I go, why? And he goes, well, they're eccentric, unique, tortured, and I had no idea that people considered me tortured. And then I thought about it, I go, yeah, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Manic and tortured.
Manic and tortured.
That's why I'm a real artist, wearing a black hat.
That's really what artists are, manic and tortured. Me, I have that too, but I can usually shadow box my way out of it. I usually shadow box and spin kick my way out of it, and that helps a lot, along with the cold showers and denying myself food. So that always helps. But James, you wrote this song you mentioned. That was not in my notes.
No.
You brought it up as a left turn. Mm-hmm. Shannon's fetish is obviously dressing up and going to weddings with someone she dated 11 years ago who is a beast of a guy.
Who looks like he's in WWE's NXT.
He does. He looks like a pro wrestler. And I think Shannon likes that a lot. And I guess that guy can have his hair any way he wants because no one's going to fucking say anything to him.
Who's going
to say
shit?
Unless they want to get a fucking smack in the teeth.
He looks like a reincarnated version of Animal from the Road Warriors.
He looks like an X-Man.
Yeah.
he's a big guy, Shannon. And you guys look dolled up and sexy. So the relationship has promise?
We'll see.
In the process?
I'm rooting for you, Shannon.
Are you in the process? Shannon, I don't think there's anybody not rooting for you.
Thanks. In the process. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
Did you get drunk at the wedding?
No, but after the wedding, we went to another bar.
An after party.
Just us, though. Like, just the two of us. Oh, we went to a different bar. Okay. And, yeah, so it's too much drinking for me to handle. I got home at, 4 in the morning.
Right.
Nice.
But, yeah, we're getting there, maybe.
Okay. Did you stay in the room with the treadmill, or did you stay in the other room? Because Shannon has her exercise equipment in the other room.
No, we didn't, go home together.
Right.
We
of course not.
Independently.
Wow.
Independently.
Taking it fucking easy.
Shannon takes it, I mean, slower than anybody you or I have ever met.
Holy smokes. Shannon really
takes it slow.
My goodness gracious.
She protects her vajouge like no one you have ever seen before.
I take everything back about Southern Brooklyn and Staten Island. You are an anomaly,
no, Shannon,
my love.
Shannon is not the same as everybody there.
Unbelievable.
Shannon is different. You're different. This is a different podcast. And if you're listening to this for the same old rigmarole, what's going on? What's controversial? It's like, motherfucker, we are a whirlwind people, and we're not dancing to the same drummer as everyone else. James, you wrote a song.
I'd like to touch on that
10 minutes in.
It's okay.
What was the song about? Where did it come from?
It came from this shallow vessel in my body called a heart, Mike.
Right?
It was a tale of heartbreak and loneliness.
Is that what you're going through right now? Talk to me about heartbreak and brokenness, because you just seem like a fun-loving guy who just goes from, situation to situation, and you seem to do it lighthearted. You seem to do it with good intentions, not trying to break anybody's heart but you seem like such a fun-loving, and a lot of guys like that are superficial. You're not.
Well,
you have a good, solid heart and a good foundation. So is that what the song was about?
The song is about, feeling alone for the last 43 years.
Right.
So we just let that out. Dude, it's all been a ruse. I'm incredibly happy, I think.
Right.
People think I'm happy. I go, dude, the amount of times I've drank liquor, gone home and cried to Tori Amos is fucking embarrassing.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, just and even stupider songs. I'll cry to Madonna's Material Girl. What the hell's going on with me?
It surprises
me. Who cries to that video? This dummy right here.
Can I get the joke? It surprises me that you cry yourself back to the 90s and 80s.
Yeah, I just want to go back.
I love that. I love the fact that you're not crying even in the now.
No, not a chance. Do you think I'm going to cry to Taylor Swift? What kind of gentleman do you think I is?
Right. You go back to your times, okay? Yeah. So let's start at the beginning, okay? So you wrote a song to get your feelings out. Are we ever going to hear it? Do you put it on Instagram? Is it going to be a story?
It's just rough. It's just rough written right now. I have to fine tune this son of a bitch, and I'll come here with my guitar. I'll hire a mariachi band. We'll make it a good one. We'll play it live here on this different show.
Okay. What's the chorus at least? Is the chorus? I just lit all your stuff on fire.
Yes.
Don't ever come back.
No. The chorus is...
You know what? Can I make another point? And I'm not trying to cut you off. There's
going
to be plenty
of
room for you to talk on this one. Because I'm a great listener. Fans have spoken. But there's not many songs. There's all songs about love. But there's not many songs about arson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that would be a good thing to write about. It's like, I loved you. You broke my heart. You can work love in there. But love and arson are very close. Love is the result. I mean, love is the cause. And then arson is the result. I burned everything.
I
burned all of your shit now. And then the fire department is coming and they're doing an investigation. I think there's a line in there. I think there's a line in there about a smoke detector.
Oh.
You could work in an extinguisher. I mean, I don't know the exact phrase, but maybe your next song.
Maybe this would be my B-side to this one. Yeah.
So what was the song? Do you want to tell me what it was about or tell our fans?
I love fans. It was just random, thinking about someone from the past.
Right.
And just, I was nutting around, and that sounded dirtier than I wanted it to.
Right.
Yo, ladies in the booth, I was nutting the fuck around on my guitar.
Nutting around?
That's the kind of guitar player I am.
Well, usually the song's over, and you go to sleep after that.
After nutting around.
Thank you. And so you wrote the song, and...
Yes, Michael.
And it was somebody from your past.
Yes.
Have you ever made anybody a mixtape? Are you old enough for that?
No, I never gave a girl a mixtape. I'd make them for myself and maybe dub another one for a buddy because it was a cool one. But never, I never. I was so shy.
Wait, I was criminally shy. Can we tick back there?
Please.
Because I'm going to write this down. You made a mixtape for a buddy?
No, I would.
I don't know how that rings.
Would make
Even though we're accepting of all lifestyles,
yes,
I do know you. And that doesn't sound like it jives with your brand.
Michael, I would make a mixtape that I'd be proud of, like a punk mixtape.
Right, okay.
And then I would be like,
okay,
and
for
someone
jamming,
would hear it.
For jamming.
And I'd be like, I'll make you another one.
Okay.
Okay, I'll dub it.
Okay, I wasn't sure what you meant.
What, do we kiss a necking coal here?
I just wanted to make sure it was clear to our fans. Sometimes our fans get lost. They're not the brightest. So we have to make things clear for them. They're good, though. They have a really good hearts,
a lot of them.
Yeah. And but not a lot of them went to uni, as they say overseas.
To uni?
Yeah, and then... dropped out a lot of them, but so you made a mixtape because for a friend, for workouts and for stuff like that. How did we hook up? Let's start from the beginning,
Michael.
Where did we meet, James?
I want to say, be
careful with your words. This is an investigation.
This is an investigation being taped. Yes, sir. I think I saw you at Caroline's when I moved to New York, and I was trying to show my face everywhere, and you just seemed friendly and good, and I think I saw you again at Caroline's or Joe Franklin's, and everyone's just saying hi to each other. I think I just hugged you. I just hugged you and got away with it, and we're friends ever since.
I think that you have that about you. Not everybody has that. I don't have it. I can't just walk up to people and hug them that I don't even know them, but you have such a good energy. You radiate love and goodwill, so I think you can pull that off.
I try, buddy. I just try to.
No, but you have that energy. Not everybody has that energy. Shannon, do you have that energy when you're not dressing up?
I don't. I don't think I have like a soft and cuddly kind of energy.
Right.
But James absolutely does.
James absolutely does. Everybody loves him. He radiates love. Actually, I'm putting that out into the universe. I'm trying to be more like that, where I radiate love and affection. And but you do it, and you didn't even know me.
Yes.
But you got a good sense. Is that intuition?
My gut is fucking phenomenal. I'm only 11% Italian. But I mean, that 11% is strong.
Let me write that down.
It might be 11.5. When we figured it out mathematically, we were drinking a little.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Was that from Ancestry.com?
No, it's me and my cousin, who's a teacher. So I just trust his math.
Your cousin?
Who's an English teacher.
Okay.
So he's not even a math teacher.
All right. Yeah. Your cousin?
My cousin John, who's my little brother, basically. Smart as a whip.
Wow. I'm sure he's smart.
And thinks I'm tortured.
He's qualified to do that, though? He's qualified to... take gauge of your ethnicity?
Well, here's the thing, Michael. We don't know who my dad is.
Okay.
We think he's Mexican or Jewish, It could be anything.
Mexican or Jewish.
That's what it got narrowed down to.
Either way, there's border issues.
There's plenty of border issues there, my friend. Okay. I'm probably Jewish, I think.
Right.
Because if there was a Fourth Reich, I don't think that they're going to believe. Hey, man, I don't got the papers, but Pops is from Monterey. No, they're going to get my ass on a train. So that is, yes.
Circumcised?
Oh, come on. What is this, 1950? Yeah.
I don't know.
Goddamn.
Hey, man. Don't get mad at the investigator.
What the shit, man? Listen, Magnum.
I need to investigate this. I'm sure you have a fantastic penis, and yes. I don't know if it's circumcised or not, and the fans need to know
yes,
this
they
stuff.
They should know, yes.
Okay, so you're circumcised, and the Jewish and Mexican, yes. Keep going, Mad Dog.
I was raised, I identify Italian. But
okay, you identify with the 11.5.
Yes, my grandmother's full German. My grandpa, I thought, was full Italian. His dad, fucking German. Goddamn German. So he's Italian-German, my grandpa. Right. But you've lived with me. I've lived with mostly Italian comedians right. out
yes.
there in New York.
You have a history of that.
Yes. I mean, you know, come on, right here.
Right.
And so you're definitely more Italian than me, but I end up living with Greg Corluzzo, yeah. a.k.a. Greg Stone, and Anthony DeVito.
Right.
Two Italians from Jersey, and they yeah. will flat out look you in the eye and say the most Italian in that motherfucking house was Captain German Jew Mexican. Me, all right?
And 11.5 Italian.
11.5, but the rest of it, like, I eat like a shovel.
Right.
All this horse shit. I'm a silver-tongued devil. I talk some shit.
Yes, you do.
You goddamn right, baby.
Yeah. But you're a guy who talks shit but manages to keep it remarkably positive.
I try to, but I've been in a lot of fights. I've been in a lot of fights. Yeah.
Because other people don't know that when you're talking to people on the street.
Yeah.
You know?
When I'm yelling at people.
You called yourself a silver-tongued what?
Silver tongue devil.
Mm. Interesting. That's interesting.
So, sorry to bring up the devil.
No, it's so you're Jewish. I'm just trying to get the logistics here. Jewish and German, and a little bit Italian.
Yes, but we don't know. I mean, I refuse to. I had a girlfriend.
Right.
That from my past, you might remember her.
Okay.
And she bought me years ago, like not even ants. Was it ants? What? Oh, yes. Before 23andMe and Ancestry.com, and it's sitting still in my apartment. This is like 7 years old. You probably can't even do it now. I refused to spit because I didn't want the government to have my DNA.
Right.
Fast forward to a couple months ago. Stick that chip in my arm, bitch. Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take this mask off. So there you go.
No, that's right. I believe that the government is trying to take your DNA
so.
If you spit on something or drink a can of Coke and throw it away. Yeah. The Gas Digital has its own lab. It's out back. And is it covered in flies? Probably.
Yes.
But it's edgy.
It's edgy.
And we push the boundaries. And so that's interesting, because I always thought you were one of us.
I am definitely part
of. At least that's what you told me in order to get in on the lease.
Yes.
But then now you've come clean.
Yeah, Mike Vecchione vetted me like I was trying to become a made man in the mafia just to live with him. And
I can't have an imposter sleeping next door to me, sir. I can't have it, and I won't have it. So when you said I need a place to stay, I told you the logistics of it, and you moved in. Now, what was the deciding factor? We knew each other. We had hugged several times. We've been on several shows together. And then you made the decision to move to Inwood, which is where I had my apartment.
Yes,
and I was going in and out of roommates, and I needed somebody who's going to be a rock, a pillar of truth and justice and goodwill, and you moved in. What was the decision? Where did you move from?
All right. I was in a story. I think I have told this story on Shannon's podcast.
Oh, because there was a ghost involved? Leave the ghost out of this one so we don't step on Shannon's toes.
The goddamn money shot's gone now, Michael. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
Here, let me think of a new story.
Okay.
So I was sailing around the Pacific, and all right, so I moved here.
Yeah.
And my best female friend
from
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Okay, we're going to get into that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My best female friend from high school was living out here. I moved in with her and this other lady. My best female friend moved back to Vegas, got married to a dude who used to sleep on our couch, which we knew from high school.
Wow.
Me and Stephanie had like three different roommates. One dude didn't pay rent and then sued us, and we lost. It was fucking weird. And then Stephanie moved in with her boyfriend. I ended up getting like two strangers. I didn't like it. I was the one name on the lease. I was in a goddamn tin can of a room.
Right.
And one night I'm up all night after shows on a Thursday. I'm watching Miami Vice on Hulu because I'm a winner.
Of course.
And I noticed that Barbara's old door had opened up. It was closed. It was opened up. The kid who was living there did not show up. It was down like 5:30 in the morning. And here's the important thing. Barbara had killed herself 5 months before that. And I was wondering what to do. I wasn't happy. And I saw that as a sign to get the fuck out. And then I called you, I believe, the next morning and started negotiating me getting the fuck out of the lease with those two gentlemen. One kid just moved like 3 months before, but I was clearly not happy. And to me, that was a sign. And I talked to you, and you with your calm demeanor right. is what I needed.
Right.
And there it was.
I drew you in.
Right there.
I drew you in with my subtle tones.
I think Shannon's fighting a tear. I've never seen Shannon emotional.
Shannon is emotional.
I got that out of you, soft and cuddly.
Shannon is emotional, yes. And because she's never had a singer-songwriter / comedian on the show before, and the fact that you're touching some emotions yes. in her really probably makes her want to dress back up.
She's going to dress back
and
up.
And go to another After Hours.
She gets so emotional, like her hero, Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Let it out, Shannon. Yeah.
I thought it was Nina Cherry.
Nina Cherry's great, too.
Hanging in a buffalo stance.
Baby. I love her whole family.
So, I didn't know... truth be told, this is a truth podcast, and I didn't know that your last roommate killed herself, and that might have affected you moving in, James, because yep. I figure if you can get in somebody's ear, a la Kaiser Sose,
yes.
or, you know, Silence of the Lambs, you know, Hannibal Lecter, and you could make the person in the next room kill themselves, what am I in
she
for
was in
if
Vegas
I cross the line?
I had no idea.
Oh, she killed herself in Vegas.
In Vegas, please. No, maybe it wasn't you do suicide delayed... in the apartment. It would have okay. been worse. It
but
would...
the door, I thought that the no. way you told the story, the door was cracked open.
No, she had killed herself 5 months before.
Okay.
To me, it was her ghost telling me
oh,
it's okay.
And that's where Shannon's on. Podcast comes
yes.
in.
Yes, yes. This is,
we yeah. don't have a ghost element to this, so yeah, we should probably edit this out.
I'm shocked that Gas doesn't have a suicide podcast yet. Can I pitch that to
Gas?
Ralph? When's Ralph yeah. coming in? Come on.
Oh, there's nothing we won't green light here. that's really interesting. That's really, first of all, it's very sad for those of you who yes. go, Mike, you're heartless. It's very sad. But then you said it's a sign. What was the sign? The door opened and the yes. kid didn't come home?
That kid wasn't home. It was her room.
Right.
And it opened up. To me, that was her spirit.
All right.
And all the everything, there's no, and people are like, what about a draft? I talked about this. I did a show 2 days later in Hoboken with someone who was a friend of mine at that point. And I opened up, and then the next day at that person's show in Brooklyn, if you want to figure out who it was, did 30 minutes on this in front of me. I got a friend believes in ghosts. The door got opened by the fucking wind. Blah, blah, and I'm like, shit, dude, really? Just lambasted.
Don't you hate that when you open up to somebody to be vulnerable and they take that and they use it for their stand-up or to make money off of it? Like on a podcast?
Exploitation's a real motherless
it's really
fuck,
something
Michael.
That they took an integral part of your past, something that you had a lot of feelings about, and they're using it to make money commercially.
Yeah.
True. I think it's disgusting, and I think it's sick. And Shannon, if we can get that as a clip, would be great.
And lead into a Blue Chew commercial.
Yes,
would be awesome.
And lead into yes. some kind of an erection commercial, okay? And Blue Chew is the best, and we are very happy that they sponsor this podcast. Okay? I'm hard right now. Speaking of Blue Chew, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in discreet packaging. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part? It's all done online. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct. so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code MIKE. That's M-I-K-E at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code MIKE, M-I-K-E, to receive your first month free. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring Mike Vecchione Investigates. So, James.
Yes, Michael.
That was your... into moving in. And where what area did you move from for the people in the tri-state area?
I was in Astoria, Queens.
Okay, so you're in Queens, and yes. You moved to Inwood.
Inwood.
Okay, which Queens is, I mean, you had a closer commute there.
Yes.
Okay, but Inwood, now we lived on the last stop on the A train. And for those of you in Michigan going, what's the A train? He said, just shut up. Shut up and let us explain what the A train is. It runs down, we're at the top of the island right before you get to the Bronx.
Yeah.
And we were on the last stop. And when you live on the last stop, it's very hard to get people to come visit you, to get women to come home with you. When you're single, it's very, very difficult. And even when that train is running express.
Yes.
But late at night when you're trying to close, which is what we call it, when you're trying to close the deal with a woman, that train can be a big, dare I say, cock block.
It's not great.
Because it's far.
Most places...
Did you think about that before you moved? And also my background check that I did
on you. Yeah, you did. It's very thorough.
Yeah.
No, because I don't think I really was hooking up much at that point. You know? I was just very shy. I ended up getting a girlfriend long-term while I was living with you.
Right.
And initially when I started dating her, she was in Harlem.
Right.
And
that's
quick.
Pretty good because Harlem is halfway.
Meet me halfway.
Yeah.
Like your favorite theme song from Over the Top, 1987.
That really is great.
Nothing better than a nice arm wrestling movie.
Yes.
Meet me halfway. Come on.
Over the Top.
Girls, come on. Join in the chorus. Let's do it.
Well, I want to be Lincoln Hawks here and really keep this moving. Because you dated her, and she's great. And
wonderful
we both
lady.
Are a wonderful, mm-hmm. wonderful person. And that was your first long-term. I did not know that. We had a home.
It was nice.
Shannon, and I'm talking at you. We had a home with some structure in it. We had a meat and potatoes home.
Yes, very
so it was very, very, it was really good for relationships, even though we lived far. Women would feel comfortable coming back to
warm.
Our... It was warm. It was meat and potatoes.
We had not much of a social.
It wasn't
area.
A living room. We had no living room.
Yes, we had a kitchen with a cute little table.
Yeah.
Yes,
we had a kitchen, and I think that's important.
It's
because you're 11% Italian and I'm 100%, and we needed to eat. And
I cooked a lot.
You did cook, and but I'll tell you. So we're enjoying ourselves. You're my new roommate. Did we have somebody in there when you moved in, or was it just me and you?
We added a gentleman who went by a nickname.
Right, dude.
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 I don't know the dude's name.
Yeah, I do.
At this point,
I know his name, and I won't.
Yeah,
you won't get it out of me.
Yes, because I think
he's a private citizen.
Yes.
He doesn't deserve to be exploited.
Yes.
For commercial purposes.
Can we say that he did okay with the ladies?
He did great.
He did great. Do you remember your theory? Can I say your theory?
Yeah, go ahead.
And my girlfriend was so, she was like, no, come on. Mike would just call me and go, I think he has a big dick. And then move on. Mike would move on. And I remember telling
big
Megan
penis.
That. And she was like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
How's he not? I'm like,
big penis.
He's just confident that
big
it is.
Big penis. But he didn't look like much on the outside. Shannon, do you ever have that? Have you ever been surprised by a guy?
Like a stealth dick?
He just 100%. Looks like, he looks like whatever, but he takes off his pants and then you're blown away. You're like, wow, I'm going to have to prepare for this.
Yeah. Did he have like big dick confidence though?
No.
He was a graphic artist. How many of them fucking walk around like they're goddamn John Holmes?
I wouldn't
in the
70s. Know because
keyword graphic.
You would
There's
never
no graphic
date a graphic.
Artist I've
oh
ever
my
seen
god!
A penis.
You almost said ooh like a girl fucking off the goddamn Staten Island train.
Yeah.
Ew.
What about a police sketch artist? Would you do that, Shannon? Because there is a criminal justice element to it where there's violence involved, but he's still an artist.
It's a great question.
It's a great question, and we ask a lot of good questions on this podcast for those of you guys just trying it out. I'm here with longtime friend James Mattern, and we're getting into our history, and we have a big one. So you move in, James. Let me narrate this for you.
Please.
We get settled in. You get into a functional relationship. I got you living a Christian life.
Very Christian.
You know what I mean? We're living a good life. And then And I'm going to start you off here, and I don't know if you remember this, but I want you to take it from here. The flies came.
The flies came.
Okay.
Yeah. So we lived on the first floor,
yeah,
across the hall from the super,
yes,
which if you ever can, my new apartment that I have,
right,
across from the super. Anything goes wrong, knock, knock.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about sweating them with a text,
right,
calling them.
Right.
No, pop, pop,
yeah,
you're there. Ralphie,
yeah,
who had 18 different accents, none of us know where the fuck,
right,
he's from. I think he's from the...
Some kind of a Russian, broke off.
Yeah.
We are our own country now.
But
you
also Hispanic,
no,
I think. I also think he might be from where the Suicide Squad had to fight the starfish. Spoiler alert. I think it's whatever. So, flies came. And we'd,
right,
be in the middle of a conversation, and a fly would just buzz by you, and vintage Mike Vecchio would be like, "I mean, I can't do this. What are we? What? No. Are we renting from the flies?" And it,
yeah,
got worse.
Right.
And people, this was happening in the winter. There should not be a fly infestation.
There shouldn't be fly,
no,
infestations in the winter. Let me accentuate what you're saying.
Yes. I don't know how that happened.
I know how it happened, but I'll let you go speak your truth. It started in the bathroom, and then the flies took over the bathroom, Shannon, and then we couldn't go into the bathroom without encountering the flies.
Yes, yes, flies took over.
Yeah.
And it got to a point where Mike had had enough.
Right.
And on the opposite end of the building, one floor above us, though, a brand new renovated apartment, and I think... We had to pay a little more?
A little bit more.
But it was going to be brand new. And this room I had, now I lived in a cigar box, basically.
Yeah.
And then I got this huge, I have a college basketball tournament in the room, both rooms I lived in with you in Inwood.
Yeah.
It felt amazing.
It was amazing.
For extra money.
Extra money.
Oh,
it was amazing.
My
a little
goodness.
Bit longer on the train, sure.
But dude,
do you have to witness some stuff on the train in
sometimes.
Order to get to your big
yeah.
room? Yes, you do. But it's worth it. And we made that house a home. And there was, so the flies
yeah.
were in the bathroom. And I'll tell you why the flies were in the bathroom. And we would call Ralphie. Ralphie would come in and just spray them. They would die until 15 minutes later, more flies would be there.
When the eggs would hatch?
Their yeah. eggs would yeah. hatch. Yes. I don't know how the, you really get into nature living into that apartment. We didn't know. You learn how the food chain works,
mm-hmm.
even though you're living in an urban area. It's pretty remarkable. So I found out the real reason for it.
Okay.
First of all, I love Ralphie, but I think he wanted that apartment. So he didn't, the real issue, and if I was me now, I was younger then, this was years ago, and I didn't make the moves that I should have made, but the guy upstairs was a shut-in.
Oh, he was.
I mean like a legitimate shut-in.
Like one of the people who gets killed in Seven?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like sad, like couldn't leave his place.
Okay.
Okay, so we go up there to confront him, because Ralphie already kind of knew it. He was telling me that this guy is living crazy up there.
Yeah.
So, and he's not leaving his apartment. So we go up there to confront the guy, and the guy opens the door, and I'm not kidding. Flies are jumping out of the crack. It's, our bathroom below had flies, his place was like a farm. It was filled with flies, and
oh
they were jumping
goodness.
Out at me. So we were like, yeah, you can't, I mean, you got to do something about this. Like, this can't continue. So I pressured Ralphie, but it was like, he's like, I don't know what to do. You know, there's only so much we can do. It's like, yeah, I mean, if it's me now, I would have been called the landlord, called, like, whatever. I started a whole thing, because there's no way we should have left. That apartment,
the apartment
really,
was terrific.
It was terrific. It was
yes.
on the first floor, and I had been there a while, but Ralphie was like, oh, there's this other apartment with it's bigger, a little bit more money. Do you want to move there? It just seemed like a good out, so then we moved. But it was originally because of the flies, and I realized why, and it made me angry also, but I also felt very bad for this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
well,
it was like, you know, it was sad, but it's like, he shouldn't be living that way.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
and so this is a great example of if something is too good to be true.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Right.
Yeah. So we moved to the new apartment.
And we're moving in, and
Perfect 3 weeks.
Ralphie, to his credit, puts a door in, because my room was originally the living room. It was a huge space. He puts a door in there, so we don't have much. It was like the old apartment in the fact that we don't have much of a living room, but we all have, but that's all right. You know, me and you hang out on the outside. Dude, we didn't really interact with. Just, he was a good guy.
Just banging fucking girls dressed like Comic-Con, no matter when it was. March, Comic-Con broads.
Yeah.
Fucking July, Comic-Con. Just everyone looked like a goblin queen. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And we left each other alone. We all respected each other's face.
Yeah.
Until the bed bugs came.
So I'm laying in bed on a Monday night. I still had a day job Tuesday through Thursday at that point. I'm trying to go to sleep. Another great thing about Mike, he had every channel on cable. I went years of not being able to watch sports or anything.
Right.
Oh, my God. So I'm watching a documentary on Vince Lombardi, and I get a call from Michael Vecchione, who's in Atlantic City for less than 24 hours, working the Borgata, and he opens with this sentence. I'm not trying to get you excited or panicked, which means I'm going to get excited and fucking panic.
I didn't know that part of your personality at that time.
And then you learned it quick. And then he goes, I came here and I have bites on me. I'm like, they're a bunch and I didn't get them here. And I'm like, okay. I didn't sleep for fucking 4 months.
Right.
4 months. It's you can't.
And I caused that.
I caused that problem.
The bed bugs did. But I had to break the bad news. And we moved and we made that move and we walked right into a fucking trap.
That's it.
It was a trap.
It was a real okie doke. Yeah.
So I'm getting bit. I didn't know what it was. I thought my immune system had turned on me.
Yeah.
And I was getting these
like
welts.
Shingles?
Yeah, it was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I later found out through research, but I had big welts on me, and they were itchy and painful. And so then we started the process of, and it was a process. I figured it out. We did it seven times.
We did seven times.
Seven times,
up the shit.
Packing everything up, putting it in the laundromat, which there was one in our building, but I took it to the laundromat to do everything at one time. Put everything on high heat. Washed everything. Put it on high heat. Moved everything to the center of the room.
In bags.
The landlord did get an exterminator. The exterminators came. We put everything back up. 3 nights later, I get bit again.
Yes.
So this just continued. And no one else got bit. You didn't get bit. Didn't get bit.
I thought I might be immune to it. But then I've gotten bit subsequently later in life.
Well, are you using that to try to just go, I'm superhuman? You're immortal. I'm superhuman. I don't get bit because of my Jewish, German, and 11.5% genetics.
Yeah, if you had 50% chosen blood, they fucking stay away.
The Chosens.
Yeah.
So I think you're using that to leverage me, and I feel the power play that's happening on this podcast. Shannon, do you feel it?
I do feel it.
I do feel
I'm
it also.
A little but offended.
Shannon, I'm not this became Godfather too. I'm Hyman fucking Roth up in here.
I'm not offended. I like what happened. I like the shift. And bitten. I just kept getting bitten, but you did not get bitten. Dude did not get bitten. My girlfriend at the time did not get bitten. They were singling me out.
My girlfriend didn't get bitten.
She didn't get bitten. I was the only one. I was getting singled out by the bed bugs, and that's why I'm paranoid today, and I have something against them. Do you take it personal, Mike? Yeah, I do take it personal because I was singled out. Now, as a result, I'm getting bit, but you guys are all put at risk.
Yeah, but we could have gotten bit. Like I said, I think Megan went on the road once, woke up, killed a bed bug full of blood, had no marks on her.
Right.
So she could be immune.
I think the Irish are actually immune.
Yeah, they might be in cahoots with them.
They probably are.
Yeah,
they kind of exist the same way. They're aggressive. They're together a lot. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, just like the Westies. Bed bugs are like the Westies.
They really are. All right, guys. We want to take a second to talk about one of our fantastic sponsors, rockauto.com. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all the hassle, will still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if you're a car guy, right now, go to rockauto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking at car parts. So once more, go to rockauto.com. No promo code needed, as their pricing is already that good. When you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Mike Vecchione Investigates. rockauto.com. All right, guys, let's get back into it. So, seven times over 7 months, and I remember this. Remember, I've said this on other shows, by the way. When it first happened, I was at the comic strip, and I was waiting to go on, and I started to talk to Warren Holstein, who I haven't seen in a long time, friend of ours, and I'm about to go on. I love Warren, and he's a very personable guy, but he's had bed bugs. I didn't know what bed bugs were. I didn't know the history. I just knew from the 20s phrase, sleep tight, don't let the bed bugs bite. How are we supposed to do that without DDT? I didn't know. Oh, sleep tight, don't let the bed... Like, I have a choice. So I'm talking to Holstein, and he's a chosen.
Chosen.
And he goes... I mentioned that I have them, and he goes, move. I go, dude, we just moved in. He goes, doesn't matter. Save yourself the trouble and move. I go, listen, I'm not letting insects dictate where I'm going to go. We're going to fight this thing. We're going to come out on top. We're human beings. We're top of the food chain.
Yeah.
No bug is going to fucking make three men and or women, if we were living with a woman, but we weren't.
Well, our girlfriends.
This is a gender. Our girlfriends were there too. And so nobody is going to make us move. Not any insect, not any lower life form. I was kind of arrogant about it. And he goes, do me a favor and just move. I go, no. And then within the conversation, he backed away from me because he thought he saw a bed bug on me.
That so sounds like
during
Warren.
The conversation.
Yes. Similar things happened with me and him.
Right.
You guys got to get out. What are you talking? That's just my shoulder. Yeah. My shoulder's moving.
It's a birthmark.
Yeah.
And he goes, I thought it was a bed bug. Yeah. And then he moved closer to me. And then that was awkward. But it turns out, the reason I'm saying this, it turns out he was correct.
Absolutely correct.
We should have moved and saved ourselves 7 months worth of trouble. And by the time we moved, like with the landlord, he was happy to get rid of us. He was like, okay, I mean, me anyway. He was like happy to be like, okay, just get out. Like, just okay. It's
we
good. Break the lease.
Well,
it's
we
fine.
Initially had to
I don't
pay.
Want to hear any more from you.
We had to pay. This is before they signed the legislature. That the landlords have to pay for it.
Right. Well, no, he paid for the exterminator service, but I paid for the bed bug dog, which was
Roscoe.
No help. He was no help. He went in, did a lap, and the guy was like, you don't have him. You're good. I'm like, all right, dude, this is awesome. I might have something else, autoimmune deficiency something, but at least it's not this. And so I was celebrating, and then it kept happening, and then I called him again. I'm like, come back. And are you sure? And he goes, okay. So he came back with a different dog, and the dog was like, yeah, you do have him. I'm like, the other dog was fake.
Yeah.
It was a fake bed bug dog,
Fugazi.
And now you brought another one in who was more qualified?
Yeah. You got the more tenured one.
I don't
the
know.
The second time, it screwed us up.
In this bed bug situation, me especially, got screwed six ways to Sunday on this thing.
Absolutely. It's amazing, because when I host, I always will say something. Not always when I bring a comic on before they grab the mic, but after, I'd like to have a moment.
Right.
And 90% of the times when Mike and I work together, I'll hug him goodbye, and Mike will go, fuck bed bugs, and just walk off. Right. It's the most Mike Vecchione thing of all time. God,
that was our common
bugs.
Experience.
For a decade.
That was our World War II.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, we were in a war against insects together. First the flies, then the bed bugs, and then...
What would have been next?
I
locust?
Don't know. Yeah.
Goddamn locust?
Yeah. It's
oh,
the
my
end.
Goodness.
So that was the end of our stint in Inwood. I moved to Astoria, Queens. You had a stopover in Hoboken.
I got a cup of coffee.
And then you moved back to Astoria.
I had a mental break in Hoboken.
Okay.
I did not deal with the bed bugs or the death of the man who raised me, my grandpa.
Okay.
I had some horrible ADD. Everything suffered. My girlfriend at the time that had to go on kaputs and... I was going to be homeless. I knew I had to get out of where I was living. Mm. And I had to leave Tuesday. He found someone to replace me. Sunday night, I had nowhere to go. I was going to move in. On a Friday night, I went and saw an apartment of a girl who worked as a server at the Laugh Lounge. I show up that night with a checkbook. I go, hey, I'm in. She goes, all right, let me think about it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. I need to move. I have a check. And then I luckily was doing a show at Stand Up New York, and I was talking to people. I had nowhere to go. And someone goes, hey, I'm moving. Why don't you move in with Greg and Anthony? Greg will love talking superheroes with you. So I move in with Greg Stone and Anthony DeVito. Happy accidents, just like that.
That's really great how things, you believe there's a divine order to things, how things just happen for a reason? Because I believe that.
Amor fati.
I believe that. What did you just say?
Amor fati, it's the love of fate. I was going to get that tattoo when I lived with you.
Right.
My girlfriend at the time hated it. Right. And I think I said it once when we were on the rocks. And I think if you ever see her and say amor fati, I think she might punch you.
Amor
just
fati.
Be honest. Yeah.
Do you ever do that, though? Do you ever hold on to past resentments, and then when you know the relationship is over, you boomerang them at the person? Because I've had girlfriends do that to me. When it's over, they just take all the resentments that they had buried, that they were like, oh, this is no big deal, and they shoot them at me. It's like, oh, I had no idea that bugged you.
Yeah.
But it had. And they saved it until there was nothing left to salvage.
And then
they did it to hurt the other person.
I've seen it where, at least with me, it's great that this is brought up on mic. Vecchione Investigate.
Yeah, I'm investigating deep emotional issues. It's just not the surfacey of what bugs do to us, but it's the emotion beneath that.
It's right there.
And I hope a lot of you at home are appreciating this while you're folding clothes or doing laundry, and because we're gaining momentum on this podcast.
Maybe they're spraying for bugs. I feel that when you're going out with someone, it's going well.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Right.
You might do something bad, and then it's like, oh, whatever, I still like her.
Right.
And then there's a second one. Okay.
Yeah.
You end up building a case, and by the time it breaks,
right,
then when you're yelling at each other, it's like, oh, do you remember in February of 2018?
Right.
When you said my mama, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then you fucking did it. It's wild. You build a case.
Right.
You keep it under until it's time to prosecute. Yeah. Like when it's all in the,
right.
on the, it's time to go, and then it's a prosecution.
Your courtroom analogy is not lost on us.
A lot of our fans
have legal troubles, and it's not lost on them at home because they're fighting their workers' compensation cases. A lot of them are faking a disability. And so it's not lost on them. It's not lost. Get back to work.
You're saying they're gold bricking?
Yeah, they
you want an old term. They're gold bricking.
Gold bricking.
Gold bricking.
They're gold bricking.
I don't know what the fuck it means.
But it really is like you become a court reporter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where you read back in your mind what they did.
And then the other person has no idea that you're a psychopath and you remembered that shit.
Right.
Like normal people should be like, hey, that upset me. I'm not crazy about that.
Yeah.
And then you can actually deal with it in the moment in a civilized way.
Right.
But instead, you keep it in and you think you're being civilized and chill and keeping the relationship going by not saying nothing. Don't sweat the small stuff.
Right.
But the small stuff
is what gets you.
Becomes goddamn a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it turns into, like, it's proven, and there's medical history to this, where it's like the emotion, you jam it down, it becomes cholesterol.
Yeah.
It becomes high blood pressure. It becomes heart disease. So those of you thinking that, oh, don't sweat the small stuff, either let it go or voice it, because if you push it down, it's going to manifest itself into lupus or something, a disease, you know? And you can take medical facts from this podcast. Are we a medical podcast? No, we're not. We don't suck ourselves off as a medical podcast. But there are medical aspects to this podcast that you could take to the bank or the hospital, wherever you have to go.
Would you do a spinoff show? Mike Vecchione Operates Medical Show? I'm an ideas man, baby.
You really are. And you're an idea man who doesn't have to get high.
No.
Because
we
all know idea people who have to get high.
Yeah.
Here's my theory with the pot people. There's two pot. There's a pot. There's the pot people, and then there's the coke people. The pot people have all the grandiose ideas, but the coke people put them to use.
They won't the coke shut up
the
math, about them.
The coke and the meth people really get the boots on the ground and get things moving.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a pot person, you know, and you need both. You need somebody with big ideas, but you need somebody to put it in motion.
Yes. I like my lawyer to be a coke person, my doctor to be a pot person.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Mattern has spoken from the Book of Mattern.
The Book of Mattern. If you will.
So that was our time together.
Yes, it was a splendid time.
It was a great time.
Wonderful friend.
Well, we went through the toughest time. I remember something happened in my car where bed bugs were, I think there was a bed bug on me in my car at that point because they had taken over the apartment.
Yes.
It was no longer our apartment. They had taken over and I just pulled over and I slammed my head into my steering wheel.
I don't remember that.
Well, no, I wasn't in the car with anybody. I was alone.
But I remember you telling me that.
I just flipped out. I mean, who am I going to... That's embarrassing, you know? But this is a vulnerability podcast also. I'm trying to teach the fans it's okay to have vulnerabilities.
Yes.
And you don't have to be... Shannon, could you put the picture up of you and the guy again? You don't have to be so dapper and wonderful and perfect. You don't have to be perfect all the time. You can have problems like real people, not these fucking beautiful fitness models.
Shannon, can I ask what he does for a living? Is that pushing too far?
No, it's he's a retired correction officer.
Wow, so he doesn't have to work anymore?
He's in construction now. He doesn't. Okay. He can't like be still.
All this makes
but
sense.
But I've also come from a place of bed bugs. That's why I was
Shannon actually texted me, you know, and I will have James also. You guys have this in common, actually. You guys will text me pictures of bites sometimes on your body. And on different parts of your body, some that I can't talk about on this podcast, but you will text me pictures and go, is this, like everybody refers to me as a bed bug expert
you
now.
You become that guy.
I become that guy. Because I forgot to, I did mention this in passing, the bed bugs really took over the apartment.
It was horrible.
In terms of like they're usually not in the bathroom, they were in the bathroom.
I saw
they were usually
in the
aren't in the kitchen, they were in the kitchen. They were all over the place.
They were sons of bitches. Mike has become this. There was 10 years ago when Chris DeStefano started doing stand-up, he was a physical therapist, which was the closest we could come to a doctor.
Right.
So just how people would take pictures of bites to see if it was bed bugs and send to you. Chrissy used to get pics from people's dicks to see if it was an STD.
Right.
Everyone used to just be like, hey, did you think she gave me syphilis or herpes? Nah, man, you're good. Also, close that bathroom stall in the airport, which that might have happened.
Right. Yeah.
So...
But is that why he has more successful podcasts than we have? Because STDs are higher ranked than bed bugs. It's more controversial. It's like people are more interested in that than people go insect bites. It's like, we'll go to another podcast.
You can't get tested for bed bugs.
You can't get tested for it.
You can't get tested.
No. They're home. They're just intruders. It's just terrible. And but we got through it together.
Yes, sir.
You know, and I think under different circumstances, we would have lived together. We got broken up because of bed bugs. I think we would have just kept living together.
Yeah,
if that wouldn't have happened, I don't think I would have ever moved.
We never had any issues with each other.
Never had any issues. And then I had to move in with Dan Soder. And
a win.
Which is, it's fantastic because I didn't know Dan Soder. But and I'll use his name. I had to get all of my stuff that I kept fumigated. That's the other thing that bed bugs does. If you have anything that you clutter or you want to be a minimalist, I would advise getting bed bugs because you'll get rid of
everything
you own. So I had a truck full of stuff that I kept. I had to get it fumigated so I didn't take the bed bugs to another borough, which is where I had to move. And I settled in with Dan and Handsome Pete, who was a banker at the
time. I met Handsome Pete.
Handsome Pete was really something.
He's an interesting fella.
A very interesting fella.
Yeah, he was a real interesting
fella. Baby face.
Yeah, yeah.
But he had like an alpha side to him, and he would just get these supermodels, and me and Dan would be on the couch, and he'd bring supermodels home and have carnal relations with them, and then they would leave. And then Pete was just a carefree guy. And there are guys like that. You know, you ever see a woman who's so beautiful, like supermodel types, and then you see them and you go, I wonder who is sleeping with this woman? And the answer is Handsome Pete. He doesn't overthink it.
He's like a happy wanderer.
Yeah. You know, it's not guys, and not that Pete's not a deep guy, but it's like guys with depth who are tortured like us. It's like none of those guys. It's the guys who keep it simple, guys who just keep it, they don't overthink stuff. And those are the guys who get these kinds of women.
If he wants an ice cream sandwich, he gets the fucking ice cream sandwich. He doesn't factor in calories, health. If he wants to buy a car, he buys like it. Yes,
he doesn't overthink it.
You and me are texting 8 different people. Should I get the ice cream sandwich? Should I get the Neapolitan one?
Right.
Will that affect my cholesterol? Should I just emote more feelings before the breakup? No, not Handsome Pete. Guys,
not
like
Handsome
that.
Pete.
Hey, you're hot. You want to fuck around?
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
He
just walks in every room
dick
first like a gentleman.
He closes the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times he would leave his keys in the lock. That's how much he didn't overthink things. He would open the door and just leave his keys till the next morning.
I love it.
So anybody could have robbed
this
at any time. But Handsome Pete had he would talk in Russian to his father and a mother. And it was pretty, he's such a nice kid. And then he goes into this language that's so Slavic and war-monging. It's aggressive.
I've dated some Russian girls.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I mean, you don't want to piss them off.
No.
So so that's and then Pete moved on, and then me and Soder lived together, and now fast forward a decade, and I can't believe time really flies when you're in this business.
Mm-hmm.
With Katie Hannigan, message to Katie.
The great Katie Hannigan.
The great Katie Hannigan.
All hands on deck. I give nicknames to everyone.
That's really great.
Do you know that?
You had a nickname, Mad Dog, which I liked.
Yes, sir.
And you don't use it anymore.
I don't. It's slowly coming back in. Someone at the cellar the other day goes, Mad Dog. I go, well, it's been a while. He goes, oh. And then I was at a different show. I was hosting downstairs, and then I go to use the upstairs bathroom at the Fat Black, and the guy's looking at my penis, basically, going, hey, man, I'm sorry if I offended you by calling you Mad Dog. I'm like, you're offending me more looking at my cock.
Right.
So let's just keep it moving. It's right. Okay, buddy. I'm just a big fan. Apparently, yeah. Eyeballs McGee.
Keyword being.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Not Handsome Pete.
Keyword big.
Yeah. No. That was the other roommate. And
big fan. So Mad Dog is a great nickname.
What was my grandfather's nickname?
I love that. Yeah. And you know what I love? No, sometimes I would shorten it up and just call you Madness.
Madness. Oh, I love Madness.
That's fucking
Madness
great.
Madness is great.
Yeah.
Madness is
it's
great.
It's a controlled chaos kind of a thing. But controlled chaos is not a good nickname, but Madness has all that wrapped up in it.
That's great. I was hanging out with Greg Stone the other day, and he says his dad still asks about me, how's Madman?
Yes.
Not Mad Dog.
That's
not
great.
How's Madman doing?
That's really great. And it wouldn't help you if you were wrongly accused of like a murder
would
or
not.
Something.
None of this would.
That
no.
would not help
no.
you. Maybe if you pleaded insanity.
Sure.
Which they don't give people a lot, you know, they figure no. But that's a good way to plead insanity, having a nickname like Madness
you
or Mad Dog.
Do you read this on my arm, man?
Yeah. Yeah, and you've got all kinds of crazy tattoos.
And it's second generation. There's no way for me to avoid being a Mad Dog.
Yeah, second generation.
I was
generation.
Raised by another Mad
you
Dog.
You were raised by a Mad
by
Dog.
A fucking Mad Dog.
That's pretty great that your it passed down a generation.
Yes, well,
because sometimes I've heard that nicknames skip a generation.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted some nicknames for myself, and I thought
what
of
do you
one.
Got?
Mikey Pizza Boxes.
Oh, that's good.
Vecchione.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that'll take. You know,
and we just have to use it. We have to put it on the ether.
Pizza Boxes.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's pretty great. You know, no one has that.
What else?
Because sometimes during intermittent fasting, I'll eat a whole pizza and then there's nothing left but the box.
You did not eat carbs when I lived with you.
No, I didn't.
You were fucking hardcore.
I was hardcore. And then I started overeating on keto, which the fans already know this. And so I started during the pandemic, I started doing intermittent fasting and it changed my life.
A lot of people are doing that.
And now I'm only, well, a lot of people don't have this body, James.
No,
I take
don't.
Issue with
you're
you on that.
You're doing better. No, I'm saying this
a
is
a lot
smart
of people
move.
Are doing it.
No, I didn't
A lot
mean
of
it.
People are doing comedy, but they're not us.
They're not, no, they're not you.
They're not you and me.
No, please don't even put me on that level.
No,
sorry.
We are on a fucking certain high level. And there's people in Arkansas who are going, I go to an open mic every week. It's like your karaoke style of comedy does not match our 4 to 5 spots a night.
No, sir.
No, sir, it doesn't.
No, miss. No, they. I don't want to offend those people in Arkansas and their progressive views.
James, what's going on with you right now? What do you got going on right now? We're 56 minutes in, and we have to keep this moving. We've talked about our past.
Yes.
Let's talk about the present.
Let's talk about the present.
What are you doing right now? Are you working? Are you know you were doing warm-up. Are you still doing warm-up? Do you Zoom warm-up?
I wanted to do Zoom. I did one Zoom warm-up for... the Sun Belt Athletic Conference.
First of all, can you describe what warm-up is to our fans? Some of our fans are in different parts of the country,
sure.
And they're not used to this entertainment lingo that we're using, There'd and they're a, getting confused.
There would be, for a studio audience, they'll have someone come out and get the crowd hot.
Okay, so for a TV show.
Yes.
Okay, so they need somebody before the taping of a TV show to come out and get the audience
yes,
hot.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, hot. Somebody with a lot of energy.
Yes.
Somebody, usually, you have to be clean.
Yes, you usually have to work clean. Yes.
You have to work clean. You have to get the energy in the audience up to prime them for the show that
for
they're
the
about
show.
To see, the
yes.
live taping.
And a lot of them are hired and have no interest or any knowledge of who they're about to see.
Right.
So you have to try and get them to just buy into it.
Okay.
It's insanity. But I did a thing for Zoom during the lockdown for the a meeting for a college sports conference.
Right.
20 faces of like Central Florida and Tulane and shit. And
right.
I just riffed on them and bitched about how UNLV should be in a better conference.
Okay, because UNLV is the school that you root
for. You goddamn right. And it was the easiest cup, $500 I got.
Right.
I did like 8 minutes.
Great.
Fucking wonderful. And then I went and ate tater tots all day, treated myself.
You treated yourself to tater tots?
I was in suburban Philadelphia. There ain't much to eat other than tater tots and shit like that.
Well, I used to live in suburban Philadelphia. Shout out to the 610.
Delco.
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 Delco. Delco. Ridley Park. Upper Darby. For those of you out there going, oh, what's he talking about? I'm talking about the 610. And they have fantastic food there. Cheesesteaks. Chicken cutlet. Chicken cutlet with a slice of Provi.
Yep.
And broccoli rob. Inside fresh bread.
I hate broccoli rob.
You hate broccoli rob?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can continue this podcast, Shannon.
I hate it.
If somebody does not like broccoli rob.
It gives me the poops.
It gives you the poops?
Poops.
I say take your medicine and act like a man. You can act like a man!
Is this what happened to you, big Hollywood Pinocchio?
You're up in the Hollywood Hills and you're drinking, what's he drinking?
What's
champagne?
He drinking, Shannon? Is he drinking champagne cocktail? Oh, Shannon, you're the worst Staten Island Italian I've ever met. You fucking.
I'm from Brooklyn. I don't know.
She's from Brooklyn.
You're from Bensonhurst.
Yeah, I am. I don't know the answer.
That's an Italian neighborhood.
Put up the picture again, Shannon.
Yeah,
I guess put up the picture one more time.
Yeah, let's see the picture.
Put up the picture one more time.
Yeah, you're at the goddamn opening scene of Godfather 3 right there.
I can smell the cologne.
Jesus Christ.
From that picture.
Yes, Andy Garcia is about to come shoveling
in. I can hear the fucking dance music, Shannon, in that picture. I can hear the boom, boom, boom.
I think you're nailing it.
Jesus Christ.
Take it down, Shannon. Okay, our fans are getting aroused. So James, go ahead. And what else do you got going on right now?
So I have a podcast about comedy called The Commissioner Comedy. It's like etiquette. Okay. I have another comedy podcast that is starting probably, I'd say, the latest October.
Right.
With my buddy, a dear friend of mine, Shuli Agar, formerly of the Howard Stern
Love
Show.
Shuli.
He's the best.
Love Shuli.
We have a podcast, and I am going to extend an invitation to you on this. It is called Thanks for Coming Out, a podcast about bombing. Not that you've ever bombed.
Right.
But just
no, I have.
To tell stories.
Last week, bombed terribly, and I will tell that story.
You do that, and it's also going to be about open mic scenes, like coming up, and early material. Mm-hmm. We are going to be begging comics that they have their early notebooks to come in.
Right.
And we're going to do this. He did the only live version of my podcast in suburban Philadelphia.
Wow.
And we realized we just basically did all these stories. We go, this should be our podcast. And Thanks for Coming Out was code for bombing for us.
That's really great. I mean, this is a different version of the movie, The Notebook. You're going to find something touching, but you're just going to find a lot of failure.
And cock jokes. Yeah.
And cock jokes. Mm-hmm. So that's fantastic. We're going to get the plugs here in a minute, an hour and one in. So we'll do plugs, but everything else, where do you live now? Since we've been tracking this podcast, every podcast is different, but we've been going by... the years and where we lived, the progression. So
yes.
Where do you live now? You
Upper East free. Side.
Upper East.
Put.
You're in the... Our producers are both women and both competent women, but they seem to be dicking around with the drops. And
I would have been able to fix that in post and no one would have known.
Well, now we want our mistakes to be known to the fans. We want our fans to know, look, we're human. We're human, and we're going to make mistakes.
And if you
can't handle it, then you can't handle it. I guess go to another podcast, which we'll be reading the preemptive reel for, or whatever it's called. The pre-roll. Sorry,
I apologize to you guys and to the listeners.
Or go to the new podcast Mike Vecchione Operates, the medical podcast.
I really do think that I can pull off a medical podcast.
I think it would be great.
I think I can fucking do it. I watch the show The Doctors, which is like, they just go, it could be this, it could be that, but you know what? Why don't you check with your actual doctor? It's like, why am I watching this show? If you're telling me to check with my actual doctor, I'm checking into this show for medical advice, and you're covering your ass by going check with your doctor. I don't like it, James. It's a cop out.
Fanabla. That's what I say to them.
I said cop, so Shannon's moist. But thank you. Let's go to some plugs, Shannon.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. Always be closing. Always be closing.
I'm gonna have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Thank you for joining us on Mike Vecchione Investigates. We love you. I love the fans. And this podcast is getting better and better every week, Shannon. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're having great guests on, and we're investigating them. We're investigating different issues. Please continue to support us. Please continue to watch the YouTube premiere every Monday at 9 p.m. Sometimes I can be there, sometimes I'm not there, but it's always very, very powerful. I appreciate your comments. I look at all of them, so please keep it positive, as I am very sensitive and have a lot of feelings, and I work very hard on this podcast, and I'm working very hard to bring the best guests in New York City into the studio, because I know you guys love studio episodes. As for me, please follow me at Comic Mike V, all social media platforms, comicmikev.com. For the link tree of any of the platforms that you're on, I am on, and I will meet you there. I have upcoming dates, mikevecchione.com. Please check in and check in. I'll post it on my Instagram and Twitter at Comic Mike V. Thank you guys again for listening, and I love you. And I'm making eye contact with you while I say that. I love you. James, what do you got?
The James Matt on Instagram, Commissioner Comedy. Podcast fucks with that hard. Look for the brand new show with Shuli Agar. Thanks for coming out. Podcast about bombing. It's going to be fucking amazing. And I have an album and special dropping in October, I think will be the album, and the special in November called The Check Spot. It is me doing the worst part of the comedy show, Mike Vecchione. The audience is drunk, paying their goddamn bills, trying to do fucking math. And what do I do to fight it? I do a question and answer. I have drunks while doing math ask me questions. Full album, full special of me doing that, because I'm going to make eye contact with you, my old roommate. I'm a goddamn comedy ninja, Mike.
That's Vecchione. Awesome.
I'm a comedy
you
ninja.
You are a comedy ninja. Is that out now, or you're working on
it? It is being edited. I'm supposed to make final edits tonight.
Where can they find you one more time?
The James Mattern on Instagram.
The James Mattern.
Yeah, fuck the phony James Mattern.
Yeah.
I used to have a middle initial in there, and our dear friend Dante Nero goes, get rid of that dumb L and just put the. Click, and then hung up on me.
Right.
He was fucking done with my horse shit.
As he will do.
He's got a lot of shit going on in his life. He's got to have kids in his 50s. He don't need to be telling me about my initials.
It's the best. Shannon, what do you got?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have lots of interesting people, comedians, porn stars, reality TV stars, actors, actresses, everything. And they come on and talk about their experiences with bad dates, street fights, and the paranormal.
It's a great
and you
show.
Can hear James has multiple ghost stories that he's told on the show. So
I am the king of
that.
The ghosts. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you know, I'm on pretty regularly with Shannon and Ralph on the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll SDR show.
Yep.
So check that out. I'm very proud to be on that show a bit. I love
awesome.
It. Shannon, interview some fun fuckers.
Do you have anybody who has a story about street fighting a ghost during a date? The trifecta.
That's when I finish my show.
Yeah, that's
the, that's when the show ends.
Yeah, that's when the show ends. So also, wherever you listen to Mike Vecchione Investigates, you can also watch it live for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free, but the best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code MVI. You will get a 1 week free trial and access to all of Gas Digital Network. You get episodes 5 days sooner. You take part in the live chat. You get access to all the other shows. Lots of perks for 1 week for free. If you have questions, comments, or if you have your own investigation that you want to share with the show, send it to MikeVecchioneInvestigates@gmail.com. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And if you listen on iTunes or YouTube, make sure to rate, review, and tell a friend. That's it.
Guys, rate and review. Give us a 5-star rating and review. And I'm not asking. I'm commanding you. Just like I command the universe with my affirmations, give me a 5-star rating and review. I'm working hard for you. And MVI, Shannon, right? When you sign up for Gas Digital, if you use promo code MVI, give us the credit. Give us the credit. Legion of Skanks is great. Part of the Problem is great. Bye, guys. A lot of these podcasts are fantastic. But I want to be the reason that you sign up for the Gas Digital Network, MVI. Use the promo code and get the catalog of all of the shows here on the Gas Digital Network in this legendary studio where things happen. And to a lesser extent, the smaller studio, which is where we get pushed when we get punished on the Gas Digital disciplinary system. Okay? So please sign up for Gas Digital. We have a plethora of shows from a plethora of different talented people from a plethora, and I'm using plethora a lot, of different backgrounds. But when you sign up, give us the credit. Give us the bump. MVI brought you here. Thank you.
Also, there. The player.
Oh, and also.
One more thing. The player where you watch the live streams, it was just updated.
Yeah.
So it looks better now. It functions better. You can pause it during the live stream and you can go back a little bit. Right. So it's we're constantly improving everything at Gas Digital.
We're constantly improving everything at Gas Digital, guys. So
plethora.
Plethora.
You went to a good school.
I went to a great school where we don't give up on words.
You don't.
We keep using them. Yeah. So when you sign up for Gas Digital, for the plethora of shows, use MVI so that we get the cred and the street cred. And we're getting ready for Skankfest, and I'm getting kind of skanky now because I haven't showered. And so thank you, guys. All right, James.
That's it?
No, it's not it. Final word. I'll give you the final word, the commissioner.
What do you want me to talk about?
I don't know, man. We have to come up with something here to close the show.
Can I do this hot take?
The close.
Where the fuck was my invite to goddamn Skankfest? I'm on the fucking this. I'm one of the first shows ever on this channel. I'm on with regularity. And what am I going to do that weekend? I'll be fucking just jerking the fuck off, watching True Romance for the 50th time, getting stood up by girls. What the fuck's going on?
That's a good thing to bring up the next time you're on a podcast here at Gas Digital. With the Ralph. You said you were on a podcast with Ralph?
Yes, SDR.
SDR.
We'll be recording tomorrow.
Well, when strippers are shooting ping pong balls out of their... In between that, when they're shooting ping pong balls out of their orifices, you can bring that up, and I'm sure that will
interrupt.
Something that will be entertained.
If you knew who the next one we're interviewing is...
Yeah.
Me just interrupting in the middle and doing that rant would be fucking spectacular.
It would be pretty
great. Shannon's losing her banana over
and
it.
I think... And bananas is a thing that you guys use on that show a lot.
I'm never on those episodes.
Okay, all right.
I get to interview like the third base tech for Styx, which I'm not complaining about, but that's when they call in this specialist.
Right.
Who's wearing a country music podcast t-shirt to this. So I wonder why I don't get Janie Fisselot and all these wonderful actresses.
Right.
I don't. I'm here to ask the guy who joined Black Flag in 87 what they like to eat for breakfast.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're a valuable member of the team.
I'm a shit ad-libber. I mean, I'm supposed to be good. That was
you
the
are
worst
the best.
Shit that ever came out
you
of my
are
mouth.
The best. And I'll look right in the fans. I'll look right in their face.
I'll look
and
at
say
it too.
You are the best. You're a dear friend. I appreciate you coming in on the fly to talk about the flies and the bed bugs, which was most of this episode.
Fuck bed bugs.
Fuck bed bugs.
I'll fist fight them in the fucking street.
We will. I actually don't want to fight them. I don't want to have anything to do with them. I'll run the other direction.
They're real sons of bitches.
They really are, and they stick together. And we could actually learn a lot from them in terms of like sticking together and overcoming our differences as people, because they do. And I'm sure they have differences. I'm sure they don't like each other. Not every bed bug likes each other. But they stay unified, and they keep attacking.
Man, I'll tell you. I feel like this whole episode is you and me cutting a wrestling promo on bed bugs. Bed bugs! WrestleMania!
Bed bugs. Yeah.
We coming for you, baby! Yeah. Steel cage!
Well, you're saying that. I'm saying I've kind of had enough
You've
of
had
them,
enough,
and I don't want them anymore, and I think we can learn from them.
Yeah.
Even though they're very dangerous, and they've caused me a lot of adversity in my life.
Survivor Series, bed bugs. I'm bringing four of my guys. You bring four of your guys, and we're going to see who wins, baby.
With that, I think that's the energy boost that we needed and the closing diatribe that we needed for this podcast. For Shannon, for James Mattern, I'm Mike Vecchione. Thank you for joining us. Hey, everyone. Before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other podcasts available at gasdigitalnetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Legion of Skanks with hosts Big J. Okerson, Louis J. Gomez, and Dave Smith. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at gasdigitalnetwork.com or catch the latest 20 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. Here's a clip.
Start a Barbra Streisand podcast. Good.
We should
talk about
my
our beauty.
Wings.
Touch me. It's so easy to leave. You gonna make me do it myself?
I'll make him do the entire song karaoke right now. Please, can
all
we do it?
Is there anyone with more range than Big J? You could do Barbra and
of
Slayer.
My days in the sun.
Do I don't... Barbra as Slayer. Go.
That's a request.
It's probably an old Puerto Rican lady you like that we don't like.
I'm to see it.
No one wants to see me just sing.
I want to
song.
See it.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory?
We're going to do the whole song.
She is smiling alone.
Jay, there's some pretty tough notes in this song.
No, there's not.
I want to see
the- In the lamplight, the withered leaves collect at my feet.
Oh, it's a beautiful
like a
song.
Belting.
And the wind.
They played this at Dave's Bris. I haven't heard it since, but it comes right back.
Memories all alone in the moonlight. I can dream of the old days.
Mark Norman always has his voice.
Life was beautiful then. I remember the time I knew what happiness was. Let the memory live again.
This song kicks in.
Oh, this song is so great, dude.
Every street lamp seems to beat a fatalistic warning.
I feel like we've done this exact thing before.
Someone mutters and the street lamps gutter.
Are we stuck in a time warp?
And soon it will be morning.
Ooh, can we do Rocky Horror Time Warp next?
Daylight, I must wait for the sunrise. I must think of a new life, and I mustn't give in. When the dawn comes tonight, will be a memory.
Is it weird that I'm just hearing pig sounds? Does that mean I'm anti-Semitic?
And a new day will begin.
Now let's go, people.
This is where it gets big.
Hold on, this is actually, never mind, this is where there's a music interlude.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks.
No, but you have to build up to it.
Did you hear about the pig they left on the rabbi's porch in Jersey?
What? Yeah, yeah, come that's on. Where I got
no
the
way.
Idea. Pig sounds.
Burned out and of smoky days, the still cold smell of morning.
Is Peter Steele of Typo Negative singing now?
Street lamp dies, another
night is
over. Another day is dawning.
Hold in there, Bobby.
Touch me, it's so easy to leave me all alone with the memory of my days in the sun. If you touch me, you'll understand what happiness is. Look, a new day has begun.
Give me 100 guesses of how this show is going to go.
That's Legion of Skanks, dude.
Yeah, unpredictable.